In this human journey, it's so essential to pause, to look back, reflect, and honor the ways we've grown. Each step, each lesson, each shift is evidence of the beautiful transformation already unfolding. I know you're walking this path because I hear it in your stories. I see it in what excites you and even in what challenges you. Today, I'm taking a moment to reflect on the past three episodes, gathering the wisdom, noticing the threads of change, and witnessing how they echo a greater rising of consciousness across the world. Come with me on this journey as we gather what we've learned, anchor it into our hearts, and envision the luminous road ahead together. I'll see you in the episode. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood, episode 141. I'm inviting you to celebrate with me. I just hit 18,000 downloads. So I watched those numbers a little bit, and they're really exciting, and I'm excited about that. So just a huge gratitude coming to you from my heart. I feel like this is a very homegrown podcast, and I think this is the way it goes for those of us who created an endeavor that really came from the heart space, and we didn't have big followings, and we didn't know what was ahead, yet trusted something in the heart. And that's exactly what I did when I created this podcast. So to see a number like 141 or 18,000, it just creates delight in me. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to every guest who have stepped into the portal and said yes. I think it's a special place, I'll just say. And for you, the listener, I love that whether you're new, whether you have listened to a handful or 10 or 20 or whatever it is, or you listen to every single episode, I am so full of gratitude. And, you know, we can have these gratitude practices and call it in, but you know how it feels too. When you're really grateful, your heart expands and it just comes from within. And, you know, right before I went to record, I just want to give a special shout out to Simona Costantini. Simona is my beautiful podcast editor who, come rain or shine, has this podcast ready to go up on the platform to be distributed to Apple, Spotify, all the places, YouTube, any place that people listen to podcasts. And she does an exemplary job, and she has an ear that can just clean things up, knows what to edit, and she's so fun to work with. And so I want to just give her a special shout out. So maybe that's a cue for giving someone in your life who you highly value how they support you to just take the time to say thank you. So this is not necessarily a podcast about gratitude, but hey, let's weave it in because why not? I had just run across an app, and I'm going to look at my phone real quick. It's called With Gratitude. And I'll put it in the show notes. It's got the background is a white background with a dotted heart. And it's a really simple platform. It doesn't cost any money. And it allows you to write your gratitudes daily. And you can write up to 10. And then I haven't done this yet because it's a relatively new app, but you can create what they call a bubble. And you can invite people to your bubble. So it is very, very fun. I was just telling a friend as well that I see Mystical Sisterhood as this place to bring more wisdom, more light, more abundance, and joy into the world, even when we're taking on topics that are deeply related to our healing and might tap into those painful places, that it can all co-occur. And I think it's kind of like a metaphor for life, right? That it's all happening. It can all occur. We can feel, you know, up and down in one day. And did you know that one of my original premises for the podcast was that joy and healing could co-occur in the same space. And that came out of my diagnosis in 2018. And that was going through a cancer journey. And what I've learned in that for myself is I pulled in many modalities in addition to Western medicine. And I just was, I've got that, I don't know who relates, but that seeker, you know, element to me where I'm always going to try to find the more information. But I really came out of that journey knowing that joy and healing both did occur as well as deep, deep healing. So when I thought about what I was going to talk about today, I just thought like, hey, let's do some reflections on the last three episodes. Last week, we had Sand Signs in episode 140. Great title on that one. She Who Breaks the Pattern, Healing Self and Ancestral Lineage. Before that, big leap for me, I had Eric Luzak, and he was episode 139, and I called that Beneath the Armor, Shedding Shame and Ancestral Trauma Men Carry. Beautiful episode. And another spectacular one prior to that with Jen Stumpf in episode 138, and that was called Quantum Connections, Exploring Medical Intuition with Jen Stumpf. And I'm going to kind of go through and say, like, give reflections on what I pulled out as sort of special and noteworthy. And that's where I love to hear from you who are listening, because it gives me insight into what are people wanting to hear more about, what spoke to them in a particular episode, what are you looking for more of. I'm so accessible. You can find me on Instagram at Maureen Spielman or hello@maureenspielman.com. And if you're not on my email newsletter, you can go to my, there's a section on my website, maureenspielman.com, under freebies. And if you sign up for either of the freebies, then you'll be on my email list. And then you can see what is going on with the guests behind the scenes, what musings I have, and then whatever programming I'm offering. So I'll just put that out there, and a little shout out for the Mystical Sisterhood Resource Guide that is under that freebie page, highlighting over 35 practitioners I've had on the show with more about their work, what they offer, and also in many, many, most of the cases, a special code that you can tap into to get a savings on what they offer. So, you know, I think I've really gotten great feedback, which says to me there's something about the process of the podcast that's gaining momentum, gaining energy. There's more downloads. There's lots of activity in the field. And I love that. I really feel, I was thinking when I was writing this, like that the podcast is a conduit. And if we think about conduits run energy, right? And so energy is running in so many directions through this podcast. It is like if we saw a visual of that and the the cords of energy between, you know, the guest and the host and to the actual recording and the listener and just and beyond, and then the listener to the host or the guest. I just think that I love the energy conduit, because we're running energy all the time. I want to just like say too that the Mystical Sisterhood name implies that we're merging the mystical nature of our lives and our everyday paths. So you can see, like in the recent episodes, there's both, right? And there can even be one that seems like it's more of our everyday human, but it's got the mystical, the unseen in it as well. I was thinking about how we can envelop ourselves in all things spiritual and mystical. And for me personally, that's what allows more expansion and my vibration to come up and for me to dance more in the field. And then we have our very real pain and challenges and the persistent issues and patterns in our lives. So it's the both and, right? And it's the marrying. And that's why, you know, one of my teachers, Susie Lula, is so beautiful having trained in her spiritual psychology, because that's exactly what it is. It's the marrying of heaven and earth. And we're moving into a time in consciousness that we've had people in the past talk about near-death experiences. And then they cross over to the other side and they're like, oh my gosh, there's this we really are able to experience heaven on earth. But what I think is happening, that was relegated to certain people having certain experiences. But now, as we're learning that, like, this veil of separation that we thought was there is actually possibly not. One of my guests would be able to answer that better than I can. But we're getting in touch with bringing the heavens down to earth, the mystical, the spiritual, in order to enrich the life we're living here. So we also know that, going back to the persistent issues, the patterns we perpetrate in our life, that if you've listened for some time, I wouldn't be surprised if you're using these experiences more and more to mirror back to us our own growth. And if consciousness is expanding, as I know it is, my hope is that we can hold up the mirror and in that mirror see ourselves and know that we are not bad. Nothing is wrong. We're not faulty. Nothing's broken. We are enough. We are where we are. And that is for a reason as well. And there's nothing that cannot be mended within ourselves. And I believe that's blending the best of everything, all that exists and is being formed in this present time. So I'm going to go on and talk about the episode a bit with Sand Symes. And in Sand's episode, she and I started the episode talking about these higher plane concepts, like, how did we become separate? When did we become separate? We were meant to be whole with ourselves. We went into a whole discussion of that, and then consciousness rising. And then I loved it because Sand was the one who then said, okay, this is all here. How can we bring it down into our everyday lives? And the way I really appreciated she did that was through storytelling. I picked up on how she talked about the masks she wore as a young girl, how she talked about having been trained in social work and then not really until 20 years later saying, oh, I have trauma too. I thought there was a realness in it. I thought that there was, if you listened, I'm going to use this word, and I think you're going to get it. There was a sensuality in it because it was so real. And it just, I think it allowed, even when she talked about smoking with the cool girls in the back of the bus, I could see myself and what I was doing at that point in my life and the ways that I've tried to fit in. And I believe there's something about us having this keen commitment to ourselves that as we go along the path, more and more is revealed to us. And so a beautiful story can awaken a dormant memory. And then we're like, oh. And if you have someone asking the questions, you can unpack it and unlayer it. So I just thought that those beautiful techniques, and even at the, it was the very end of the episode, her episode was longer. It was 1 hour, which was long for me or from the podcast. But at the end, she talked about like beautiful, accessible tools to calm our nervous system by placing a hand on our heart. And to me, that's part of the process of our slowing down and knowing that, yeah, there's all the AI tools and every technological advance out there. But do you mean to tell me that we can put a hand on our heart? Makes me want to cry. And rely on our own inner technology to calm our nervous system, to rewire our reactions. I'm blown away. And that's what we're doing. We're like revealing, we're uncovering. So that's becoming clearer and clearer to me. And you tell me what you think too, is like, okay, where we are in time, where we find ourselves in our lives, in as a person walking the outside world, what the heck can we do to just ground and bring the techniques into our own life? And maybe you know, doing a review of like what's been offered is important. But what I'm understanding is these tools are way more accessible than they've ever been. And Sand also said that she talked about how we are this generation where we've got this at our fingertips. And to me, I know one of my reasons of being raison d'être, they say in French, is bringing the ideas, being the bridge to the new paradigm so that we can consider what's for us. But the questions that were coming to me were like, that have been laid out in recent episodes and before, was things like, how can we calm our nervous system when we feel reactive? How do we make a new choice or set a boundary that puts ourselves first and transform our own longstanding people-pleasing pattern? How do we make space for our emotions in the moment, seeing the emotions as hugely acceptable, and not only acceptable, but full of information for our growth? How do we feel into elements like shame and guilt and see them not as something that we have to pack away in little boxes? And this is going into the next episode with Eric Luzak, Beneath the Armor, and talking about shame. And again, ancestry with Eric. He had this great analogy of how things happen when we're little, young, and we pack them away in these boxes. And when he does work with men, they're like still buried. They have not been unearthed. And they're somewhere in our psyche, and likely if they're buried really deeply, not only in the subconscious, but in our unconscious. And he talks about like, it's like taking these boxes out. And I feel like, you know, let's lead into the episode with Eric was so beautiful. I got so many responses to his. And I think that it was really a breath of fresh air to have a male perspective, because I was thinking about it. Joe Argazi's been on the podcast, and then Leslie Bost and Juan Rivera. And they're going to be back soon too, so I'm excited about that. But having that male voice in here was really kind of juicy. And we all were running around with, you know, us all together. So having this different perspective was great. And the feedback on the episode, so you know, was just like, wow, that just made me so happy. But Eric is bringing out into the open the struggles men go through, the shame they carry. And he talked about how so many men experience what he calls the father wound. And so he runs groups and does coaching and helps men, supports men getting in touch with, gosh, what was my experience? And wow, can I feel safe enough to unpack this with other men? Am I willing to become intimate in my relationships? And so Eric was just, you know, he kind of swept in here through Valerie Wood, and he had so many gorgeous things to say. He had so many great analogies and metaphors. And so, you know, expect more of that. I feel like I'm in the birthing portal, and it's like, oh, what are you birthing into next? So I just love it, because I believe that when we listen to these messages from whether it's me or the guests over and over, they're coming in with different stories, different vibrations. Something within how things are described, though, can be described by five people, and it's on the sixth one that you're like, oh, they got it. And it gives us those like mini aha moments. And I believe when it comes through after many times of hearing it and we get it, it grounds it. It something relates and we're able to ground it. And that's what leads to our embodiment. You hear that word. Embodiment is like walking the walk, talking your talk, or talking the walk, whatever they say, walking the talk. And I had this image of a hot air balloon, and sort of like, I've never been on a hot air balloon, but the image of the hot air balloon and it being tethered to the ground and it being, you know, people pulling it down because it was heavy, but putting the stakes in the ground. And that imagery was coming through recently of like, how do we ground? How do we ground these things so we can learn and take it into our lives? I believe in the experiences that we're hearing too. We see our solo journey but then we feel into the collective experience. And when I feel into the collective, I see all of us who are willing to look, to give that compassion to ourselves, to place that hand on our heart. And that allows a softening, a kindness that maybe we didn't experience or ever have the opportunity or really the permission or even the learning to give to ourselves. But now there's something alchemizing within us that we're ready to receive and receive the kindness from ourselves and from one another. And I know, because I hear it from clients, I hear it in my conversations, that compassion can feel like a far off place at times, especially to the parts of ourselves that we view as a little more hardened. But I know from experience that it holds a vibration that when applied consistently to ourselves, allows us to create a new experience for ourselves. And that's when the softening and the opening and the expansion really kicks in. I just wanted to touch upon this idea that it's not my fault. I talked about this with Sand, and it was in the context of our ancestry. And the idea that if patterns and ways of being and maladjusted behaviors come down through our ancestry, which makes complete and perfect sense, that of course it's in our lineage. But what came to me was this idea of like, when I think of that, it's freeing. Instead of feeling heavy, it's freeing. And so you may have done things in the past that at one time in your mind, you thought they were bad, they were unacceptable, they were deviant, they were crazy, and you would never want to relive them. And they're here for us to be on this journey of accepting ourselves, to let go of the judgment and criticism and let that simmer down little by little, day by day, week by week. And I've done this work, so I know it's possible. The seemingly impossible task of letting go that which weighed you down. I used to experience the voices in my mind that would ruminate on what I had done in high school, what I did in college. And I would see myself in these scenarios. And I was saying in a recent episode, there was like a warden writing down citations. But in terms of in my mind for this, it was more of a judge. And it was like the judge and jury. And it basically was saying, you're an awful person. And I think, do people remember? And it was like the scenes and the things that went down, I'd play in my mind. But as in the last 5 years, I'd say 4 to 5 years, as I've been slow and steady, committed to the daily work of knowing that I was not broken, becoming aware of ways that like, how am I speaking to myself and bringing compassion and unconditional love to myself? Funny thing happened. The voices started to gradually drift away. And so I know it's possible to be, when we're in our mind and we think that all exists, when we're committed over time, it lets go. So I think really sticking and staying by our side through it all, when we allow ourselves to shine just a little, it leads us to shining more and more and eventually allowing ourselves to fully shine. It's such a beautiful process, and I love witnessing it in other people. And I just want to say the episode with Jen Stumpf blew my mind. You know, I knew about medical intuition from Caroline Meese, who actually lives, I'm going to name two people who are on my dream list, who lives not too far from me, but Caroline Meese started out as a medical intuitive. And so I was always kind of really interested and fascinated by this field. So I met Jen this summer in a group with Melanie Ramone and shared space with her and said, I want to know more about your work. And she was such a beautiful example of a person who remembers being so close to source as a young girl, and that she then went on living her life and was conditioned away from it and became a dental hygienist. And the messages were just coming to her persistently, consistently, and she could no longer not listen and know that they were a guide to what she was meant to be doing. So not only is this quantum medical intuition healing she's doing beyond fabulous. She's able to see, I think she said, a holographic grid into someone's body and see where the energy blocks are. And I did a session with her, and she has her eyes closed during it, and she's just in your energy field. And to me, why that's important is because we're breaking open barriers by having these conversations, by saying there's all these different ways of moving energy, of healing, of becoming more aligned with ourselves. It's not just 5 things or 10 things or 20. It's thousands. It knows no limit. And so that to me is exciting, because it means that breakthroughs are on the horizon. And even though we're seeing in our outer world that no, that's not possible, it is possible. It's possible. And that, and even talking about it, I hear the vibration rising. I hear it. And, you know, I feel like Jen was such a gift of stepping into, this is who I am. This is what I do. And I do it so well. And if it's for you, come. If it's not, it's okay. And I really felt that her vibration was so clear. And it's within the group I did with her, they said, well, Maureen, when I shared that, they said, it's because you also hold that. And it was like, thank you, because let's remind ourselves, when we see something in another, we have it in ourselves. It's a mirror or reflection back into us. So I am just going to end with a couple things, but I wholeheartedly know that bringing such expansive guests over the last month and over 141 episodes now expands worlds. It just does. It expands minds. It expands our breath. It expands our presence. It expands our knowing. It expands our believing. And I think that's what we're looking to experience, is more expansion leads to more possibilities and tapping into the vast potential that is. And I recently heard Greg Braden say, with his new book, Pure Human, that the definition of divinity is around knowing that we are limitless beings. And that being said, is Greg is a dream guest for me, because I followed him for many, many years. And so if any of you want to put energy towards getting him on this show, hey, I say go for it. And I'm so grateful, but I'm going to put some energy to that. So that is the wrap up of where we've been. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Mystical Sisterhood Rising, because I'm so excited about this portal that I've created. So it is a portal, and I'm calling it that because, again, the conduit of energy coming through for women who run soul-led businesses or are bringing soul-led, spirit-led, authentically led work into the world, and you are seeking a place to grow. I've found so many times in my own journey that there are many of us, and you know that what they say about solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, whatever you call it, that so many have difficulty getting off the ground. And I know that you are passionate about what you are bringing. And so this portal can be a place where we mirror each other's strengths, where we are able to say, this is what I'm experiencing right now and need help with. And the business itself can be very isolating. That is number one. And number two, we're seeking this place to share, to be inspired, and really get our work off the ground. And I know we want to fly and soar up into the treetops and go higher and higher. So this group is a place to come together and do that, to meet weekly and to have different formats to the group. And right now is a time when we're bridging this 3D to 5D, coming into new earth principles, unity consciousness. We're shaking things up. This is a very feminine driven time. Of course, we use the healthy masculine, but you are the driver of how this is going to look and work for you. So you're invited, if you're launching something, if you're in creation stages, come join us in Mystical Sisterhood Rising. I'm so excited about this community, as you can tell. I have said so often on the podcast that Mystical Sister is all about this unity consciousness, how we are showing up and supporting one another, promoting one another, celebrating one another. And in the process, I know we all shine. We are absolutely not each other's competition. We are each other's inspiration. So go to my website, to maureenspielman.com, to get started. And if you're not sure it's for you, send me an email at hello@maureenspielman.com. We'll talk about it and see if it is a fit for you. And that's it for today. I'm so excited that we're in each other's folds. I know that we're constantly learning from one another. And so I'm going to say thank you once again, and we'll see you in episode 142. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my 1-on-1 coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit maureenspielman.com or mysticalsisterhood.com.